This message was recorded at the Redeemed Christian Church of God Salvation Center, where we're maximizing potential and fulfilling destiny. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to the following message.
Blessed be your holy name. Father, we thank you this morning. For your resurrection power, we give you praise. You are a glorious God. We thank you because the work was finished on Calvary. Blessed be your holy name. We thank you that you will continue to reveal to us that we may know you more and understand the benefits of the cross. Blessed be your holy name. For it is in Jesus' name we have prayed.
Amen.
You may be seated in heavenly places this morning. I want to welcome you to church. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's put our hands together for this outstanding choir. Amen. As they go back to their seats this morning, let's keep clapping for them. Let's keep clapping for them. Salvation Center. I know a lot of people were not here for Holy Ghost Night, but for those of you that were here for Holy Ghost Night, we said that there were some traditions that we're going to break at Salvation Center. Amen. So let's encourage our choir this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I want us to turn our Bibles this morning as we look in the Word of God to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 1. We're going to read from 17 to 24, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 17 through 24 says, "For Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us," somebody say us, "but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and will bring to naught the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For after that in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. For the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ," hallelujah, "we preach Christ crucified. Unto the Jews, this is a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks, foolishness. But unto them which are called," say to your neighbor, "I am called. But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God." Amen. You know, I realize that even in this generation, we are still behaving like the Greeks that seek after philosophies in the church, psychology in the church. We want to hear the feel-good message. We want to hear how this and that is put together. We want to hear philosophy, and we want to hear psychology because that's the wisdom of men. And some of us in the church, we are still like the Jews who desire to see signs and wonder. That's what the Jews are used to. The way God showed them then was that through signs and wonders is the God that parted the Red Sea. We are still like them, but there is something that the scriptures is saying to us this morning. We that are saved, we that are called, we are preaching only one message. And that is Christ. Do I hear an amen? Our message and our focus is Christ Jesus. There is no other message. There is no message that is relevant except the preaching of the cross. There is nothing else that is relevant. The only relevant thing is what Christ did for humanity. Let's look at Luke chapter 24. We're going to read from 25 and we'll go to 27 maybe. Luke 24, we'll start from 25. I'm telling you this morning that the only relevant thing is what Christ did for humanity. And we want to know, what is this? We sing all these wonderful songs and we don't really know the meaning behind these songs that we sing. You know, we're so, I salute you, my Jesus. What are we saluting him for? We need to have an understanding. So when we're really saluting him, we're saluting him indeed. Jesus said to them, he's resurrected, and he met them on the way, and he said to them, he says, then he said unto them, O fools and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. That means, and I've mentioned before, every prophet in the Bible, they were pointing to one thing, Jesus. And so he's saying to them here, that you didn't know that you're slow to understand all that the prophets have said. Verse 26, ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? Let's continue. And beginning at Moses, this is what Jesus was doing for them. He was doing something. He was explaining something. He said, the verse says, and beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning who? The things concerning who? Himself. It is all about Jesus. We can't get that enough. We cannot cease to understand that the relevant thing for us now is Christ Jesus and what he did, which is ultimately the message of the cross. So the question is, what is that message? What is the message of the cross? The Bible says in the scripture that we read, it says the Jews, it's a stumbling block to preach the message of the cross. Why? Why is it a stumbling block for the Jews to preach the message of the cross? Because the Jews understand the law. The Jews understand that if you do this, you die. That's the only thing that they understood. That was what they lived in. That was their reality. So this new message of the cross is a stumbling block, they put it. And then, so why is it that for the Greeks, it is foolishness? Because they cannot wrap their minds around the fact that you're telling me that somebody comes and dies just because. To them, it's foolishness. It doesn't make, no. There's got to be more than that. Then they want to come up with the philosophies of it, of why it's more than that. And they want to come up with the psychological backing for what is being said. And so that is the reason why it is difficult for them to understand. They are natural in their mind, and you cannot have an understanding of something that is spiritual when you are natural in your mind and in your thinking and in your mindset. You cannot understand spiritual things until you understand that it is not by works anymore. Until you understand that and come into faith. Until you step into faith. Let me say this. I want to make this clear. We, those that are unbelievers, they need to have faith to come to Christ. Amen. We that are in Christ, we are in faith. We don't need faith. We are in faith. We are in the faith, yes? So because we are in the faith, we are born again. We are born of the Spirit and not of the flesh. So we should be able to discern spiritual things. The spiritual aspect of what the Jews and the Greeks could not wrap their mind around is the fact that there is a message, and that message is a message of the cross. And so the question is, what really is the message of the cross? The message of the cross is the death and the resurrection and the ascension of Jesus Christ. And the message of the cross tells us that while we were yet sinners, he died. Romans chapter 5, verse 8. Let's look at it. Romans chapter 5, verse 8. It says, while. It says, but God commended his love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. That's difficult for natural mind to understand. The message of the cross says that we are justified by grace. Romans chapter 5 verse 1. And then we're going to read Romans 3, 28. Romans chapter 5 verse 1. It says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Do I hear an amen? Amen. We have peace with God through who? Our Lord Jesus Christ. Romans 3, 28. Romans 3, 28. Romans 3, 28. Can we do it quickly, please? Therefore, we conclude that a man is justified by faith. Therefore, after all said and done, therefore, we conclude. We conclude. The apostle is speaking. He said, we conclude that man is justified by faith without, somebody say without. If you don't trust what they're putting up, you can look at your own Bible. Praise God. Pull up your own Bible. It says, therefore, we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of what? Justified without the deed of the law. To those that are not spiritually minded, they cannot grasp this. So the question this morning is, where do you belong? There are three aspects or three groups of people. Those that believe, like the Jews, and believe we should still be under the law. And then we have those that believe there's got to be a better, and we have to talk about it in a psychological way. Does this make sense? That's how they that's their philosophy, and that's how they are. You know, they want to reason out through philosophy. That's one other group. Then the Bible says that there is yet another group of them that are called. Amen. Those that are born of the Spirit. Three groups. Number one, law. Number two, wisdom. Number three, those that are saved. Those that have the understanding that this thing is not a natural understanding, that you are justified by faith without the deeds of the law. Do I hear an amen this morning? The fact and the message of the cross is that Romans chapter 5, verse 11, that we have been reconciled. Romans 5, 11. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. Pull up another translation for me. Let's look at another translation. Let's look at another one that says it differently. Pick one. Hallelujah. It's very easy. Okay, we're going to move on since you can't pull it up. So now we can rejoice in our wonderful new relationship. Our relationship with God is not based on the old covenant. Jesus Christ came and he said, "This is my blood. The blood of the New Testament. The testament in my blood," however the scripture puts it. "That this now I have given to you free." This is a gift. A gift. A gift. It says, wonderful new relationship with God because our Lord Jesus Christ has made us friends of God. Hallelujah. Then also, this message of the cross is that's why it's difficult. And can you see how it can be difficult for those that are still believing that eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth type thing? This is difficult for them. It's like you're shaking my foundation. You're trying to take the carpet from underneath me. But the message of the cross is not, it's a standalone message. It does not require the works or the ability of any man. You don't need to do anything for you to receive salvation. Save you believe. Believe. A lot of people still feel you have to do A, B, C, and D. But I want to go as far as saying that is antichrist. Why do I say it's antichrist? It is antichrist to feel you can help him to save you. If we could help him, he didn't have to come. The message of the cross, the message of Jesus, the reason, the good news is you are justified. The good news is that the death, the resurrection, and the ascension of Jesus gives us access. It gives us justification. It gives us reconciliation. Romans chapter 8, verse number 1. Romans chapter 8, verse number 1 says, I want you to read with me. Everybody, let's read together. Therefore, let's read it together. There is therefore now. Somebody say now. We're going to start over. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walks not after the flesh, but after the spirit. My introduction to you is you make your choice. There are three categories. You make your choice which one you want to walk in. Do you want to walk in the law? So be it. Then you will be by the law and you will answer by the law. Do you need psychology and philosophy to reason? Do you need wisdom of man, which is nothing in the sight or in the presence of the wisdom of God? Or will you take the wisdom of God, which says, for God so loved you that he gave, that you deserved it, not that you qualify for it. The reason why he gave to begin with is because you don't have. The only reason why I want to give to the homeless or the poor is because they don't have. He so loved us, he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but what? This is difficult for people to wrap their minds around because they are stuck. Yet, when Jesus died, the Bible talks about how the cloth was torn so that we have access. Praise the name of Jesus. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, we're going to read from 14 to 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14 through 15, it says, but the natural man received not the things of the Spirit of God. They can't, no matter how much, except you accept Christ, you step into the realization that you are in the faith. And you ask the Lord to renew your mind so that your mind will line up with the mind of God and what he has done for us on Calvary. You can never understand spiritual things. It's going to be natural to you. You're just going to, you'll find a reason. One way or the other, you'll find a reason. That's why it's not. But the scriptures is letting us understand here that the natural man receive it not. They cannot receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. Except you be born by the Spirit, you cannot accept the message of the cross. What is the message of the cross? The fact that they've been doing it for how many years? I don't know how many years Moses and David, and they've been trying to put it all together. They were working at it. And then John the Baptist said, finally, that you think that I'm giving you something by baptizing you, but there is another that is coming and is now. He said that he will baptize you in a whole new way and in another way and in a special way. That is why John is called the greatest disciple, the greatest prophet, because he was able to identify that, look, there is somebody coming, that those before us, those before me, those that we've been working and trying, we could not partake of it. You are a blessed generation to partake and have a mediator that stands and shed his blood so that you can be acquitted. Acquitted. What happened to my screen? Praise God. We're reading still 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. Did we read 15 yet? What happened to my screen? Praise God. 15, but he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. Judged of no man. Do I hear an amen? Amen. Do I hear an amen this morning? Amen. The message of the cross is a very simple message. And it's a precise message. And it's a message we should all be preaching. Because even Paul was saying that we should don't let your messages be different. There is only one message, and that is Christ crucified. So that what will happen? So that we can stand. So that we can stand and approach our God with boldness. See, now when people say boldness, they think that, you know, so they can speak to God anyhow. No, boldness meaning that, you know, you wake up in the morning. My children, they wake up in the morning, especially Tonya. Tonya will wake up and she will come to the door. And the way she will knock, you would think this girl, she's knocking with authority. And then sometimes, you know, my husband and I, we just don't want to be bothered, you know? We just don't want to be bothered. And so we're behind our doors, and we're just laughing between husband and wife, laughing and talking. And then here comes Tony with authority, like, this is my father's house. And she comes and she knocks the first time when we don't answer. Nothing happened. And then she'll knock again. And then finally, her daddy will say, who is it? She'll say, daddy, it's Tony, just in case you didn't know. Daddy, and she'll first call his name with boldness. Daddy, it's Tony. He doesn't have a choice. He got to open the door. to be continued for husband and wife. It's family time now. That is the kind of boldness that Jesus gives us the access to come to our Father. Our Father is not somebody that we're looking, you know, they say that, you know, I don't want to stereotype, but they say, you know, there's a group of African fathers. When you see your father, you just, hello, daddy, welcome, and you're gone. He doesn't hug you. He doesn't, the maximum love you're going to get from him is, have you eaten? Have you eaten? If you say yes, good. A pat on your head, run about your business. Ain't no loving mushy mushy around here. That's not ideal. Anybody want to agree with me? That's not ideal relationship. That is not an ideal relationship. Praise God. The relationship that we have with our Heavenly Father is not the God who destroys. And the God, our God is not a destroyer. You know, a lot of people feel like grace is a message of this generation or this dispensation of grace. Grace has been God's personality and character from day one. If that was not the case, he should have allowed Adam and Eve to just finish right there. If he wasn't a God of grace, then he should have killed Cain that messed with his brother. Praise God. If he wasn't a God of grace, you see, a lot of these people, they enjoyed the grace of God. Abraham enjoyed the grace of God. Abraham enjoyed the grace of God. And so the people themselves decided, we want you to just give us a king. We want to go by the law. We want to be like the other nations, they said to him. Praise God. The message of the cross is simple. And there is only one message, and that is Christ crucified. Colossians chapter 2, verse 10. Colossians chapter 2, verse number 10 says, we're going to read together again. Let's read together. And ye are complete in him. Let's say that again. And ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. Stand on your feet this morning. I, Joyce Sonny, I am complete in Christ. I, Joyce Sonny, I am complete in him who is Christ Jesus and the head of all principality and power. In the name of Jesus. Look, there is a song. I was with the ministers this morning when we were praying. I was like, you know, there's this hymn that they used to sing back in the day. And I'm sure maybe some still sing it, but I've mentioned several times, when we sing, it's either we're not paying attention to the words and realize that this does not have validation, or we're listening to it and we're not really believing the words that we're singing. Because those individuals who wrote those hymns, they had understanding of scripture. They had understanding of the finished work of Calvary. They had an understanding, and so they translated it into these songs. That song says, I'm going to just sing one aspect of it. Choir, come. Praise God. You're going to pull, can they pull it up? Go ahead and pull it up now. Choir, come and see if you can help me with this. I know you guys are new generation. You're not really too much into him. Neither am I. I'm not going to try to pretend that I'm. But the words, there's a part of the word that said, complete. I am complete in him. And we're going to sing the first one, but the second one is what I love. It says, it's not by works of righteousness, but by his grace alone. We're going to sing it as much as possible. Does anybody on this pulpit know the words to that song or know how it goes? Praise God. Well, then take charge, sister. We're going to sing this song. So is this the beginning? Can we sing it from the beginning? Complete. Complete, complete in him. I am complete in him. Complete, complete, complete in him. I am complete in him. It's not by works of righteousness, but by his grace alone. It's not by works of righteousness, but by his grace alone.
works of righteousness, but by his grace alone. I am complete in him.
Come on, take it away.
Complete.
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 Sing it with boldness. Understand who you are in Christ. I am complete. I lack nothing.
Complete,
I lack nothing.
Complete,
hey!
Complete in him. I am complete in him. It's not by works of righteousness, but by his grace alone. It's not by works of righteousness, but by his grace alone. It's not by works of righteousness, but by his grace alone, I am complete.
There is another verse that we need to look at. Sing this one for me, come on.
There's nothing more that I can do, for Jesus did it all. There's nothing more that I can do, for Jesus did it all.
These are people with understanding.
Jesus did it all. I am complete.
Again, there's nothing more that I can do. Come on.
There's nothing more that I can do, for Jesus did it all. There's nothing more that I can do, for Jesus did it all. There's nothing more that I can do, for Jesus did it all. I am complete.
Complete again.
Complete, complete, complete in him. I am complete in him.
Complete, complete,
complete, complete, complete in him. I am complete in him.
Do you believe that this morning? You lack nothing because you are in the faith. You lack nothing. So how do we then get it? You receive it. You lay hold on it. If I didn't say anything to you today, if I have not communicated anything to you, let me communicate this, that you are complete.
Amen.
In Christ Jesus.
Amen.
You lack nothing. Say, I lack nothing.
I lack nothing.
I lack nothing.
I lack nothing.
That means the things that I have not seen the manifestation yet, I need to lay hold of it and say, Lord, I claim what you have done for me.
Amen.
The finished work of the cross is Jesus Christ, and he is the power of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's put our hands together. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise. We give you glory, oh God.
Hallelujah.
You are a glorious God. You're an awesome God. We thank you for the complete work that you have. And because we are in Christ, because we are in Christ, we are full beneficiaries of the completed work. And we lay hold of it right now. In the name of Jesus, we lay hold of it.
Yes.
We tap into every blessing.
Yes.
It is
Amen.
My desire that all Christians begin to tap and walk in the fullness of understanding of what Christ
Amen.
Did on Calvary.
Amen.
Blessed be your holy name.
Hallelujah.
For it is in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
Amen.
Lord, we want to thank you for today's service. We want to thank you that we were able to once again reveal you, Christ Jesus. Father, Paul says that I may know him. Father, it is my prayer that we all continue to know you.
Amen.
And know the fullness of what you have done for us.
Amen.
We give you praise, Jehovah. Thank you, oh God, that you will bring us back together again.
Amen.
And that men will see us and see and know that we are your disciples by the love that we have for one another.
Amen.
Blessed be your holy name.
Hallelujah.
For it is in Jesus' name we have prayed.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
We hope you've been blessed by this message. We encourage you to fellowship with us here at Salvation Center if you are in the San Antonio area. For more information, Visit our website at www.rccgsanantonio.org.